It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on traffic management. Yes, you heard me right. There is a way to manage traffic and not be a slave to it. Traffic engineers must be a dying breed in Marin County because we have a number of recent examples of projects that will or would have literally brought traffic to a halt. I will review these examples and then suggest a way you can help put management back in traffic. First, what is a traffic engineer? A traffic engineer studies traffic flows for existing traffic and then, with the help of some computer algorithms, predicts what will happen if a certain development occurs or the traffic flow is somehow diverted. You probably knew a future traffic engineer when you were going through school. He or she was the kid who nearly flunked out because instead of focusing on the teacher, he or she was staring out the window, counting cars going by. A good traffic engineer can tell you with good accuracy whether a proposed project will slow or even stop traffic. They not only look at the cars on the road, but on the surrounding circumstances, both existing and after the proposed development. For instance, a health club is considered a peak traffic absorber, meaning it takes traffic off the road during the peak travel times because members are in the club exercising either before or after work. Traffic engineers rate intersections generally on a scale from A to F using the term level of service. An A rating means traffic is free-flowing through the intersection, where an F rating essentially means traffic jam. As often occurs in Marin County, insight and wisdom are often overwhelmed by politics. When the residents along Tennessee Valley Road in Mill Valley complained they were having great trouble accessing the Redwood Highway from Tennessee Valley Road, the solution was to install a stoplight. It appears no one bothered to consult a traffic engineer because, as a result of the addition of the light, traffic has become significantly backed up in both directions on Redwood Highway. This condition presents both a major nuisance for travelers and a major headache for police, fire, and emergency medical vehicles. My guess is we will be seeing some changes at that intersection. Commuters dodged a bullet when the authorities opted not to allow the major development to proceed at Larkspur Landing. By the developer's own environmental impact report, the intersection at Sir Francis Drake and the Larkspur Ferry Landing would have been a solid F had the project been allowed to proceed. That area is very frequently a traffic jam now. But if the development had proceeded, this intersection would have been gridlock. You want to talk about future gridlock? Well, look no farther than the intersection of Tamil Vista Boulevard and Warnham Drive. It's the intersection by the Marin DMV facility and the under-construction Wincup development. The Wincup site has 180 units of varying sizes and will generate a substantial number of new trips through an already failing intersection. If you're a Trader Joe's shopper at the Larkspur location, you probably now take Redwood Highway South, turn right on Warnham Drive, and then left onto Tamil Vista Boulevard to gain access to Highway 101 South. Well, forget about it. Once the Wincup units are occupied, you will be better to go north on 101 and find an interchange to swing around back south, or simply shop at the Trader Joe's in San Rafael. One positive note, if you do opt to go the Warnham Drive route after shopping at Trader Joe's, is that you will have rations to sustain you as you wait in traffic. What do these three examples mean to you? Traffic management is important and is in fact required for new developments under state law. Make sure your local or county governments are requiring full traffic studies and not allowing simply an assessment of pre-development conditions to satisfy the law. Much of the current planning process, both Planned Bay Area and the housing element phases, is focused on higher density development. Some laws exempt such projects from environmental impacts, such as traffic. So, be wary. Bad traffic planning is a curse that keeps on cursing, as evidenced by the intersection at Tennessee Valley Road. One way to increase gas mileage and reduce greenhouse gases is to keep cars rolling. Demand good traffic management. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.